Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Get it at 8 o'clock. Josh Springer going to join us in about 15 minutes on 96.5 The Fan. Fesco, Kramer, and Dusty with you on a Friday. So happy Friday to all of you out there. It looks beautiful outside.
It does. I can't wait to get outside today.
Absolutely
wow.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. By the way, Roma Dunze's father posts on social media our prerogative, but that they don't speak for the former first round pick.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, how about that for that? We'll get to that a little bit later. I think in the show today.
Yes, it's in my parlay today. Yes.
Hey, I mean, look, it worked for Marvin Harrison Jr. His dad came out and was like, "This sucks. My
right.
son's better. 6 for 80 and a touchdown in the first half. The
right,
next
yeah.
game,
so. They actually got him a good quarterback out there in Jacoby Brissett. I guess it
Jacobs,
is.
Man.
Yeah, but we'll see if Roma Dunze goes out there and plays big this weekend because Pops had a conversation with the media.
Apparently.
Fine, whatever, man. You defend your kid, but, you know.
Right.
So much professional.
Right. That's hilarious. We'll get into
it's like my mother coming in here and telling Spectre what to do, you know.
You should let them do things differently. So I want to ask this question because I think you can win on your bye week. And I mean this because you can sit back. You can get fresher mentally, physically, educationally as well. And I think also you can get to watch everybody else. Now, obviously, the Raiders didn't do their job last night, which we were all kind of hoping because Kramer was going to be in here today. He's going to be, how about that silver and black, baby? You know, they're back, man. They beat Denver on the road, which Bob said yesterday.
That's possible. They could easily beat them on the road.
Denver's now 1-10 in their last 10 primetime games against AFC
yeah.
West opponents.
Mm-hmm. So, 1-0 in their last one. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Unfortunately.
What I will say, though, is that Pittsburgh and the Chargers play. Mm-hmm. I believe that is Sunday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
That's a game in which we have seen now the Chargers offensive line, both tackles are out. TJ Watt should have a day.
Mm-hmm.
And if Pittsburgh can do their job and beat the Chargers, that's a win for the Chiefs.
That's right.
The Colts will play this week, and it's a weird one, right?
Atlanta. In Germany. Yeah.
So, again, early football action on Sunday morning, and also interesting because they play Atlanta. Atlanta is just a confusing team.
Mm-hmm.
I maybe it's Raheem Morris's time to leave because it wasn't the guy before his time. Raheem Morris took over the team. They looked good last year. Now they're 3-5. They take on the Colts, who are 7-2. But again, we know that Thursday night games are funky. We know that the games out of the country can get funky. You watch the game on Friday night against the Chargers, first game of the week,
yeah.
of the year. Chiefs didn't look like the Chiefs. And maybe there's a chance that Indianapolis doesn't look like Indianapolis. If Indianapolis can lose that game, That's big for the Chiefs.
Sure it is.
Because then you can kind of start looking at the records even more so, and then that first overall seed can start kind of looking a little bit more promising. But if, again, it's interesting to see, can the Houston Texans do their job as well, right? Like, they have a game this week against the Jaguars. Mm-hmm. Can the neck god, Davis Mills, can he pull one out of his hat and kind of make something happen when the Texans are at home as underdogs against the Jaguars who go there? We need the Jags to keep losing because the Chiefs didn't do their job against the Jags.
Right.
Which then comes back to the question, because everybody says you are who your record is. And last night, Sean Payton was asked, you're 8-2. Do you believe that that record is what you are? He gave some long BS answer, but I ask you guys this question. Is Denver more of an 8-2 team, or are the Chiefs more of a 5-4 team?
It's interesting that Sean Payton just didn't say, look, we are what our record is, because his mentor, Bill Parcells, was the guy who started saying that back in the 80s. And so you would think Sean Payton would be like, look, man, we are 8-2. We're not 2-8. We're not 5-4. We're not whatever it is. We are 8-2, and that's what our record is. And he should stand on that. But if you're asking who's truer to their record as to what they are as a team, I think it probably is the Denver Broncos are less of an 8-2 team than the Chiefs are a 5-4 team. But I think the Chiefs are more of a 5-4 team than Denver is an 8-2 team right now, right? Because we've seen the mistakes that the Chiefs have made, the self-inflicted mistakes that are so hard to overcome and so hard to, you know, kind of get control of. And I was watching, you know, something last night. Actually, it was a rant from Jerry Burns back in the day in 1986 when he was coaching the Vikings. And it was one of the great press conferences of all time. They won a game 23-21. He's just shredding his entire team and ripping them and F-bomb this. An F-bomb that, an F-bomb. It's 4.5 minutes of Jerry Burns just F-bombing everybody in the media as to losing a game. And he talked about the self-inflicted stuff back then, and it kind of hit me now. I'm like, man, the self-inflicted stuff is just, it's so detrimental, but it's so easy to fix. You know, you're not getting beat because you're not good enough. You're getting beat because you're dumb. And once you stop being dumb, then you can go out there and win games. And so, if you ask me, is Denver more of 8-2 or the Chiefs more of a 5-4? The Chiefs are more of a 5-4 team than Denver is an 8-2 team right now. Denver at this point in time is lucky that they're sitting at 8-2, but they are, but they should probably be about a 500 team at best right now with all of those leads that they had to overcome going into the fourth quarter against those bad teams. And all those teams that Denver beat, that's the difference between a good team and a bad team in the NFL. You can play three really good quarters. If you can't finish in the fourth quarter, you're just not a good team. And Denver had all of those teams just collapse in front of them.
Now, I agree with you, Bob, but the thing with the Broncos is they have a stout, I mean, stout defense.
They
that
do.
Is a Super Bowl caliber type of defense. And I can only think of that's happened before in the NFL already. Trent Dilfer is a Super Bowl champion because he was riding the coattails of a defense.
Mm-hmm.
I could see Bo Nix possibly doing this. I wouldn't say this year anything by any means, but at some point in time, it could possibly be a Super Bowl contending team. Now, them being 8-2 is absolutely ridiculous and crazy. I mean, you can also play a part of teams choking or the schedule that they have that they've brought to them.
Yeah.
But at least they've overcome it and they've won those games. Good for them on that. But man, the Chiefs being 5-4 is just incredibly wild.
But I also think too, though, sitting at 8-2 and he could ride the coattails of that defense to the Super Bowl, eventually he's not going to be able to put up enough points to win games when you start playing some of these better teams, right? I mean, they've got the Chiefs twice now still on their schedule. And I know it didn't look great last week against Buffalo. Chiefs still have a pretty damn good defense out there, right? This time last week, we were talking about the Chiefs potentially being the best defense in the NFL. That dissipated fast with that game against Buffalo. I heard people last night in the pregame show talking about, you know, is Denver the best defense in the NFL? And they're asking all these guys. And they're like, well, it's kind of, you could maybe make the case for that. A week ago, we were making the case for the Chiefs to be the best defense in the NFL. So I think the Trent Dilfer stuff is so long ago, like the game has changed so much, you've got to find a way to put up points. You can't keep winning games 10-7 and expect to be, you know, in the playoffs and win games in the postseason. If you're the Denver Broncos, eventually they're going to need production out of that offense and out of their quarterback.
Yeah, I think when you look at the Chiefs record at 5-4, Vegas would tell you otherwise as well, because if the Chiefs are 5-4, how many other 5-4 teams out there do they have, you know, basically the second odd team to win the division? You can go to any sort of, you know, website there is, and Vegas will tell you right now it's Buffalo, and then the Chiefs are just right there, right? +300 for Buffalo to win the AFC, plus like 330 for the Chiefs to win, according to Vegas. You look at the AFC standings, the Denver Broncos are plus like I don't know what, I forget what I put in the doc. They're like plus 130 to win the AFC.
No, they're plus 105 and the Chiefs are plus 130.
That's what it is. Yeah, they're plus 105 to win the AFC West and the Chiefs are just plus 130 and they're 5-4 and that's 8-2. So again, very similar to what the Chiefs did last year and just win games. Doesn't matter how you win them, but just win them.
Mm-hmm.
But the big, big difference is you kind of had Xavier Worthy, Patrick Mahomes, and Travis Kelce, whereas the Broncos have Cortland Sutton, Franklin, J.K. Dobbins, and Evan Ingram.
Like Mercedes Lewis, don't forget about him.
Yeah, it's almost like a knockoff to what the Chiefs were last year. They're still doing it. But again, Denver and this squad has played one playoff game, and they got blown out by Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I look at it and go, I hate the comparison to the Chiefs last year, because the Chiefs were a veteran team, and they'd been there before. They had done it before. You could see that, okay, that's how a veteran team wins games. I don't save the Raider game last year where they just messed up the snap. The Chiefs won all of those games last year that were close games. They went out there and actually found ways to win those games, right? And so maybe somebody will say the doink or whatever, but they still found ways to win games last year because that's what good football teams do. I just think Denver right now is taking advantage of bad opponents collapsing in front of them.
No doubt. Just keep winning. And that's the thing that's so crazy is that Denver is 8-2 this year, winning the AFC West right now. The Chiefs are 5-4. I think last year Denver got in at 10-7. And yet here we are.
Right.
It's the same thing. And now the Chiefs can't win one score games. Last year they were like 11-0. This year they're 0-5 or 0-4 in one score games.
Hey, so just win, baby.
Just win. It doesn't matter how. It doesn't exactly. But when you start to make those comparisons and try to figure out where teams are, you're just winning now. But is that a formula to continue to win as the season gets longer and you get into December and you get into January? Is that a recipe? I just don't think the Denver Broncos right now have that recipe to win when it matters most.
So real quickly, the Chiefs more a 5-4 team or Broncos more an 8-2?
Yeah, Chiefs are more of a 5-4 than Broncos are 8-2.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Coming up next, Josh Vernier comes out of hibernation to join us on 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Royals.
This is Voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for K-State Athletics, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blue.
Welcome back to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Long time listener and supporter of you because you tell it like it is.
Here's our Royals insider, Josh Vernier.
That's right. It's your guy, our guy, and our insider here at 96.5 The Fan, Mr. Josh Vernier, joins our show. Vern, how are you enjoying the offseason so far?
It's been great, but now that there's not a sporting event on every night that I'm really invested in, I'm starting to get a little bored.
Okay. How do you rank the World Series this previous year?
Yeah, certainly one of the best of my life, you know, right up there. I mean, honestly, I thought it was better than the Cleveland Cubs of 2016. Mm. Yeah, I mean, 1991 Twins and Braves, I think it's in that conversation. My favorite World Series might be 2001 Diamondbacks Yankees, but this might be a close second.
Yeah, it was really good. And, you know, Dusty was asking me, he goes, what'd you think? I go, let me ask the old guys at the J what they think about this, right? Because they've seen it all, right? I go, what'd you guys think? And they go, probably the best we've ever seen. These are guys in their 60s, 70s, and 80s that are saying that. I mean, the World Series hit this year for everybody, Vern. It was really good.
Yeah, and it doesn't hurt to have Shohei and Yamamoto bringing in the Japanese viewers. And Toronto bringing in the Canadian viewers. So a very nice number, but I have to imagine that the Major League Baseball offices would have been rocked to their core if this wasn't some sort of a huge number in the World Series. Now, next year, if you don't get Toronto, if somehow Shohei and Yamamoto and Sasaki don't find themselves in the World Series, I would expect those numbers to take a big step backward.
No doubt. Speaking of numbers getting ready to go upwards, when we get
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Into free agency. We were yesterday years old when we found out that free agency began at 4 o'clock our time yesterday. So we get the question out before anybody else can. Vern, what are the Royals' plans this offseason?
Well, you need to improve the offense. I would say that would be the number one focus as far as improving the roster. You know, of course, you need to make sure guys like Bubic and the other banged up starters are healthy come spring training. You need to shore up the defense. You need to execute better with runners in scoring position. And you need to run the bases better. But most of that hopefully is addressed in spring training. As far as free agency is concerned, the way that I'm looking at it, personally, I don't think that this team brings in any name that excites the average Royals fan, a lot like last season. I don't know how much Michael Wacha's return, I don't know how much the trade for Jonathan India really excited the fan base. The reason why we were excited heading into 2025 was Bobby and Vinny and Salvi and Cole Reagans, and I would assume that's going to be the case again going into 2026 this season. But as you look at this roster and what they need, I think Massey's going to get another opportunity, whether that's at second base or in left field. You're likely to need a right-handed platoon out in left, maybe in center, and a left-handed platoon bat at second base. To me, it's going to be more difficult than I'm making it out to be, but my dream type of scenario would be bringing a guy like Lane Thomas, a guy that mashes lefties, a postseason hero with the Cleveland Guardians a few years ago, dealt with a lot of injuries last year. He could be an everyday guy, but he certainly could be a platoon in left field. If you don't like Lane Thomas, man, how cool would it be to have the voice of Kike Hernandez on this team's bench and playing against left-handed pitchers? So those are the type of outfield bats I'm looking for, right-handed bats. That brings more than just what the back of his baseball card says. And I think Lane Thomas and Kike Hernandez would do that. I'd be more than fine with Adam Frazier returning and platooning with Jonathan India at second base. And knowing that Carter Jensen and Salvador Perez are going to lock up the DH and catcher's roles more times than not, I want a third catcher. And most third catchers are basically coaches. Last year you saw Luke Maley do it. I thought he did a terrific job. Someone of that ilk, someone that is not only can get it done defensively, a good receiver behind the dish, but someone that has a good voice inside the clubhouse. That's what I'm looking for.
All right, so you, Dusty and I want Bellinger. We want Bichette, yeah. You know, those type of guys.
And, sure.
And I think, look, I don't know how you're viewing this offseason, but I'm viewing this as the uncapped year in the NFL, like it's going to be like the Wild Wild West for one-year deals. I don't think we're going to see a lot of long-termers based on the fact that we're going into a lockout next year. So how do you, first of all, let me gauge you. How do you feel about how free agency is going to play out? Do you think it's going to be a slow play like I do? And then on like, you know, February 15th, it's going to be like Mike Moustakas needing a one-year deal just to go somewhere for everybody? Or do you think we're going to see long-term deals handed out this offseason?
No, I think you make a great point.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's hard to argue. And shoot, Bob, over the past, what, half decade, that's just kind of the norm now. You know, this is the time of year where the Jeff Passans and the Tom Verducci's and MLB trade rumors, they all have their predictions for the offseason. And then when we report to spring training, we look at it and, okay, maybe Max Fried, maybe this Japanese superstar, maybe they hit the number that many were expecting, but it's about 80-85% of the free agents ultimately fall short of what the prognosticators expected them to sign. And yeah, to me, a guy like Cody Bellinger, very impressive last season, but that doesn't mean I'm even if you don't have the uncertainty of the CBA looming. In today's landscape where you understand once you hit the age of 30, once you hit the age of 35, the numbers drop drastically for a large majority of players. There are not many teams that are willing to go long-term with a good to very good player. I mean, outside of the Dodgers, outside of the Mets, outside of the Yankees, I mean, shoot, you saw it last offseason with the Chicago Cubs, a big market team, the Houston Astros, a big market team. These squads are unwilling to break off long-term deals for world champions like Rizzo and Bryant and Correa and Springer. They let them all leave. Bregman, I mean, we can go on and on. So, look, if big market teams aren't willing to break off long-term deals, no way in hell do I see the Royals doing it this offseason. So to your point, no, I do not expect to see a lot of long-term deals outside of the Mets, Yankees, and Dodgers. But this is why there's going to be a big issue coming up in the upcoming offseason is because what we became accustomed to, which is free agency means everyone cashes in. You know, even a guy like Alex Bregman, you know, yeah, he made $40 million in 1 year last year, but guys want long-term security. And that just doesn't seem to be an option for most.
Well, I think like I'm just looking at this from the landscape of, you know, how they did Mike Moustakas, and nobody ever said there was collusion going on, you know, and all that kind of stuff. But I got to imagine, I mean, Artie Moreno signed a new manager to a 1 year deal. I got to imagine the Angels ain't going to be very active in the offseason, and Colorado's hiring Paul DePodesta now to be their guy. I mean, like some bizarre things that are going on. I just don't know. Like say you get into one of these long-term contracts with somebody, right? And then we do have a salary cap coming to baseball. How are we going to do that? Are we going to have contracts that were signed pre-salary cap that don't count against the salary cap? Like, how do you envision this whole thing going down in a year from now?
Well, I certainly don't see it ending with a hard salary cap or a hard salary floor. If it does, you know, players from, you know, Rex Hudler's generation, the Tom Glavins, the David Cones, those guys are going to be apoplectic because of what they went through back in 1994 for it all to be punted over the course of the next 30 seasons would be a pretty negative reflection of the leadership of the players union. So, I mean, to your question, yeah, I would imagine some of those figures would have to be grandfathered in. I don't know how you would implement a salary cap and say, all right, Dodgers, you need to lop off $200 million of your payroll. But you know what, as I say that, even if that did come up, I would imagine the Dodgers, the Mets, the Yankees could get creative with deferred money and you know, a lot like what we see in the NFL. You know, you turn the salary into a bonus and it doesn't affect your cap. So the big clubs will always find a way to work around the cap, as we've seen over the past year with the L.A. Clippers and Kawhi Leonard. Mm-hmm. But no, I mean, big picture, I would be floored if the union takes the ultimate L and is worked over by the owners, becoming the last great sports union to fall.
So what you're saying is John Sherman should hire Cody Bellinger to like oversee the ballpark construction at 119th and Knoll, and then give him the job as playing and but paying him through the real estate side of things, right?
Yeah, get him a hard hat. Right. Yeah, get him a shovel. Have him there. Yes. Do whatever it takes, because I mean, what's really going to happen to Steve Ballmer? Get real.
Nothing. Right. Yeah.
Vern, I want to bring this up because I want to think about how the AL Central will look next year. Cleveland, another year older, but obviously we don't doubt them out, kind of like the Chiefs in the AFC West. Right. But Minnesota, questions, right? Always with health and where they're going. You look at the Tigers, who have a really big offseason. Do you, like others, not think that Tarik Skubal comes back? And if that is the case and the Royals make a splash, are they the favorite to win the Central?
I don't think there's going to be a favorite, to be honest. I think when I look at this division, I think we're going to go into 2026 like we have for the last few seasons, where if this breaks right for the Tigers, for the Guardians, maybe the Twins, certainly the Royals, they can walk away with the division. If the Detroit Tigers trade away Tarik Skubal, again, it's just another reason why we should celebrate John Sherman. You know, Cleveland lets lets Francisco Lindor leave. The moment you trade away a guy like Tarik Skubal, the thing that stands between you becoming a World Series championship team is acquiring a pitcher the caliber of Tarik Skubal. So if the Tigers let him go in a top 10 market, it's an embarrassment on their ownership. So I'll be surprised if they do that. To me, there's just no reason why those two sides shouldn't get it figured out. That's the only team that really concerns me in the division. Like you said, you always respect Cleveland because they find a way. They just have a quality organization. They play a high standard or a high quality of baseball. Detroit, because we know it is a bigger market, a much bigger market than the Kansas City, Cleveland, they're more willing to spend than Minnesota. Detroit has the possibility to win the offseason in the division, right? I wouldn't be shocked. They almost went out and brought in Alex Bregman last year. They could certainly do that this season. They have the money. They haven't really spent since their former owner passed. But you go back to, you know, 10, 15 years ago when Miguel Cabrera and that rotation of Scherzer and Verlander, the Tigers, much like the Chicago Cubs, should be big spenders. And if you're a fan of either one of those teams, you should be irate that they're not spending big. So, you know, right now you look at the five owners in this division, and the one that you know is willing to stick his neck out there to win is here in Kansas City. So if you ask me anything about how I'm feeling about the Royals moving forward into 2026, that's what has my spirits buoyed the most, is the fact that I know John Sherman, first and foremost on his agenda list is win. And that makes me feel pretty good.
Yeah, everything you said there gets you excited as a Royals fan. But for me, I'm listening to you and I'm going, Vern is making the perfect case for why a salary cap is needed in Major League Baseball right now, because we're talking about organizations having to trade their best players because they can't afford to re-sign them. Whereas
they choose not to sign.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Let me rephrase it. You're absolutely right about that, choosing not to re-sign them. But if there's a cap and a floor in place, then they can't get away with that kind of stuff. Like in the NFL, you keep your good players. It's allowed. You're able to do that. I mean, imagine if it was reversed in the NFL and Patrick Mahomes is only here for 6 years and then went to the Giants. Or to the Rams or someplace like that. Like, I think baseball is like the players are dense. They really are. And they're being led by even denser individuals. And they sit there and they think, oh, more money, no salary cap. Salary cap's going to ruin the game. It's going to keep salaries down. Actually, it's probably going to raise salaries because you're going to have the floor. You're going to have the cap. More teams are going to be forced to spend. And you know what you can do then? Develop a team that your fan base can get behind and support you and buy your jerseys and buy in and do all this kind of stuff that baseball fans just can't do at this point in time.
I understand your point, but I think you're you're letting the owners off the hook. You know, I'm not a fan of a salary cap, to be honest. Do I think it would help the league? Yeah, certainly. But I still believe that, I mean, the NBA has a salary cap, and we really haven't seen that league rise all that much. I think baseball still sits atop the NBA as far as eyeballs.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not conversation. Yeah, the drama in the NBA is a lot better than it is in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
If you implemented a salary cap, sure. The talent would be more evenly dispersed. But to me, that's why I, and it sounds like I'm brown nosing John Sherman, but that's why I'm always bringing his name up, is because I am so very grateful to have an owner that cares about winning in Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And that's the difference, right? If you're unhappy with the way the Cubs or the Tigers or the Guardians or any of these teams that are pinching pennies, well, then don't go, right? I mean, that's exactly what happened in Kansas City for the better part of David Glass's tenure. People didn't go because they had no faith that Beltran and Dye and Damon and these guys were going to stick around. The reason why, and I was just talking with a number of Royals fans yesterday, I think the reason why so many Royals fans are excited about this team, about every offseason, is because Bobby's not going anywhere. As you see, Salvi's not going anywhere. There's a real belief that Michael Garcia won't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Vinny, you can go on about these starting pitchers. The only reason you buy a team, in my opinion, is because of your ego and civic pride. These are billionaires that love to compete, and yet when they take over these teams, they start looking at the bottom line, where they're making money hand over fist, mm-hmm, in so many different facets of their life. You know, if you're looking for a real investment, buying a baseball team isn't the one. There are so many other ways where you can make a lot more money a lot quicker than buying a baseball team. So when and if you do buy that baseball team, what are you doing if you're not re-signing a Francisco Lindor, if you're not re-signing a Bobby Witt Jr.? You dream of having a player on the field and off the field, like a Tarek Skubal, like a Salvador Perez. The owners that don't pay those players properly, to me, if I'm a player, that's why I'm never implementing a salary cap, because you're not in it for the right reason. You're focused on the bottom line rather than competing for a championship.
No doubt. To bring it back to the Royals, you mentioned earlier Carter Jensen and Salvador Perez will platoon for the catcher / DH spot. No mention of Caglione. Does he have to earn it next year?
Well, no. Of course you have to earn it, quote unquote, but he's your right fielder.
Okay.
I think Jack Caglione's in there every single day. Vinny at first every single day. Bobby and Michael, obviously, every single day. You'd love to get to a place where Michael Massey's in the lineup every single day. But until then, I think second, center, and left could be platoons, with third, short, first, catcher, DH, and right field having the same guys in there just about every day.
Are you giving Cags the whole season? Like, are you telling him when he gets to spring training, don't worry about being sent down, just go out there and do your thing? Or are we approaching it differently with him?
Quietly, if I'm J.J. Piccolo and Matt Quatrero in our coaches' meetings, in our front office meetings, that's CAG's job for 162. But when he shows up to spring training, whoever that right-handed bat that we brought in is, I'm telling CAG's, you need to compete. You need to go out there and earn this job. You need to win this right field job. But no, you draft this guy top 10. You bring him up as early as you did. They need him to work. To me, is just as important to this team's chances of winning the division in 2026 as Bobby and Salvi are.
Vern, give me a bold winner offseason move for the Royals this year.
Bold. Oh, boy. Well, I'm going back to the names that I brought up. You know, they're not bold, but Lane Thomas, Kike Hernandez, those are the guys that I'm looking for. It's not bold, but I don't foresee boldness coming from this front office or this ownership group. And that's not a knock. That's just a reflection of a team that already has its core intact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kramer's in today for Mac, and he wants the Royals to go get his boy, Harrison Bader.
He's a terrific center fielder. He's a nice platoon for a Kyle Isbell. Neither one of them really have a great bat. Yeah, listen, not opposed to it. I think it's somewhat redundant other than the righty-lefty of Kyle Isbell. I'm not against it, but I would like a little bit more pop in the bat if that's available. But Harrison Bader, a terrific defender, and seems like a pretty good clubhouse guy as well.
Well, you're a great clubhouse guy and a terrific defender as well, Vern. We appreciate the time, and we'll dive into you when the hot stove gets hot.
All right, appreciate it.
Yes, Have a good one, Vern.
That's Big Vern there on the airways for you. Coming up next, we get to our NFL parlay brought to you by Circa Sports. Coming to Missouri, December 1st, we'll give you each leg of our NFL parlay. No Chiefs game this week, so Travis Kelce anytime touchdown is BYE.
Bye.
That's right. Coming up on the other side, we'll get into our NFL parlay here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Tune in to hear Mitch Holthus every Friday at 7:20 right here on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Walking around the building during the commercial break, Kramer, I've got to ask.
What's up?
You've seen what that egg salad sandwich looks like at the company kitchen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Did you know
nobody's touching that? Why do they continue to bring it?
Would you rather eat that or what they now have, White Castle sliders?
Give me the White Castle sliders.
No.
Yes. Yeah, no. At least you know what you're going to get out of that.
Yeah, you do know what you're getting out of the White Castle sliders. He's not wrong about that. That egg salad sandwich, there's a 50-50 chance that you're getting egg or you're not. I mean, and you're getting food poisoning out of egg salad.
Like, I mean, mass-produced sliders?
No, because at least you can microwave those. Like, you're talking egg salad. You're talking eggs. You're talking mayonnaise. That's a lot that could go wrong.
Yeah, what's that Best Buy date?
Yeah, exactly. So the egg salad for me. Do you like egg salad, Dusty?
I mean, I like deviled eggs.
Yeah, okay.
Isn't that essentially an egg salad?
It's essentially the same thing. It's without the mustard, basically. But I'm sure you can add mustard.
And deviled eggs?
Yeah, but I'm saying the egg salad. I don't know.
Oh,
that
I thought there was.
I don't know that there is.
Is it like potato salad? There's some mustard, some mayo?
I've never considered mustard in my egg salad before. My mother made it. It was egg and mayonnaise.
If the eggs aren't scrambled, I'm not eating it.
Okay, so you don't do hard-boiled eggs?
I mean, I did, but I just ate too many of them and I'm out.
Okay. Sunny side up, not doing that.
Used to, but not anymore. Just give me scrambled and I'm all good.
All right. Okay. So, yeah. So the egg salad, like if you're making it at home, I can do that, but it's hard. Like tuna salad, the same thing, like mass produced, anything mass produced with mayonnaise to me is like, you're really chancing food poisoning. At
I
that
don't
point.
See why you should. So best egg salad recipe. This got a 4.9 stars of 164 votes.
All right.
Dijon mustard, capers, red onion, lemon juice, and eggs.
I'm in on that.
You should like this
stuff. Yeah, but I would make that myself. I don't want it made somewhere else. It's been sitting in the ice tray or you know, something like that. You give me that recipe, an egg salad sandwich for one, I'm in, 100%. I like it. I'm just not chancing it when it's mass-produced.
Yeah, the sandwich in there, it's funky, dude. It ain't happening. That's for sure. Even the ham and cheese, it looks like it's...
Well, that's the... I mean, yeah.
I feel like I've seen that in a magazine.
Who's eating those sandwiches, though? I mean, like, in this building, we don't have anybody here anymore, but...
The hell you don't.
Good point.
You know, who's eating those things? Because it's not Binkley.
Yes, it is.
Is it really?
Binks not eating that.
No, Binks eating it. He's eating, like, that yellow cheese cold. I mean, he is not eating the sandwiches in there. And it's definitely not Alex.
No.
So,
dude,
I
happened again. There's spirits.
Yeah, I don't know who it is.
Yeah. It's not Gold. Us.
Gold loves frequenting that place over at the company kitchen.
If one of us were eating an egg salad sandwich between the hours of 6 and 10 a.m., one of us is not doing the show the next day.
That's
from 6 to 10 a.m. because of not stomach issues, because just get out.
Yeah. I don't respect you anymore.
It's like bringing salmon and heating it up.
You ate the egg salad out of the company kitchen? And I have no respect for you.
I'm not even mad. I'm impressed, Baxter. You ate an entire wheel of cheese.
Yeah. I mean, you didn't get sick off of that egg salad sandwich? Oh, Hey,
I'm Dusty Likens.
Yeah,
it is Friday, so we do our cheese parlay. Normally, there is no cheese parlay. There is no script. There is no round table. There is no golden locks. Because he's in Atlantis. I've checked in with Alex. He's having a great time. I said, hey, by the way, just being a friend here.
Atlantis.
Yeah, he's in the Bahamas. I told him, just being a friend here, not trying to bother you, because I'd ask about our circuit bets that we do every week. I said, by the way, you're coming back Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Be prepared. Gonna be about 30 degrees when come back, because I don't want him coming back in flip flops and shorts.
It's gonna be 30 degrees on Sunday.
Like it's supposed to snow Saturday night
into Sunday morning, like flurries.
Yeah. What?
Dude, there's an Arctic blast.
Oh
coming
yeah,
in.
Dusty's been sending me the weather report for 3 days now. Yeah, I'm like, stop, dude.
I'm telling you, man.
Something today is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, tomorrow. Tomorrow's gonna be nice. Tomorrow night's gonna be a little cold. Sunday's gonna be, but it's gonna be this way next week.
Yeah, Sunday the high is 35.
Right, and what's the high on Wednesday?
66.
There you go.
I'm already feeling it in my joints right now, man.
Yeah, dude. It's migraine season, man. You gotta have that. Have that head on. That whatever you do, the dark windows, the ice over the face. God bless you if you get them. I hate
they're
that
the
for
worst.
You. Yeah, because Saturday the high is 61, the low is 36. Arctic blast moves in Saturday night. So Sunday, man. I mean, Monday's gonna be 41. Sunday's gonna be 35. Sounds like chilly to me. Over the weekend or soup.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't want to do it, but it is Friday, so we give you our NFL parlay, and it is brought to you by Circa Sports. Sports betting the way it should be is coming soon to Missouri with Circa Sports. That'll be December 1st. By the way, 6 more Fridays until Christmas.
Yeah, you said that to me, and I'm like, yeah, it is the 7th of November, but that just hit me differently, dude. Yeah. Seriously, like six Fridays till Christmas?
That's like a month and a half.
Yeah.
So we'll each give you a leg of a parlay here and then put them all together and see what it equals according to Vegas in a 3-leg parlay. So the one that I like this week is I'm still going to ride my Seattle Seahawks. I think they're better than people give them credit for.
Who do they have?
They are 6.5-point favorites, and they play... I just had it up.
I think it's the Buccaneers.
No,
it's
that's
not.
New England.
That just happened.
Yeah,
New England plays the Buccaneers. The Seattle Seahawks will play the Arizona Cardinals at home. God. So that is Jacoby Brissett. We have been told that there's a possibility that Kyler Murray will be placed on IR. He'll never maybe play quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals
again. I saw a report yesterday that he may quit football altogether and just go back to baseball now.
He's already on the IR, so yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he is on the IR.
Yeah, the four-game IR,
yeah,
right?
But they were saying that there's a question that they might shut him down for the season.
I mean, Brissett looks good.
How do you go away from it? As long as he has the hot hand, you cannot go away from that guy. I don't care. Kyler Murray stinks anyway.
And we'll see how Brissett looks this week because he played against the Dallas Cowboys on Monday night. So I don't know how great of a defense that is to testing, but he does look fine. He looks better than what they had out there in Kyler Murray, and he's finding Marvin Harrison Jr., but Seattle is 6.5-point favorites, according to Vegas, against the Arizona Cardinals. Seattle plays at home. That game is at 3:05. Seattle has a great defense. They have a fantastic offense, and they just added Shaheed. So let's see what they can do. I like Seattle -6.5 in my leg of the three-leg parlay.
All right, I put mine down today, and Dusty looked at me, and he goes, this is odd. Why are you doing this? This is not like you. And
it's just a random pull, the name of a team that you could care less about.
Right, but they're you're right for realizing that, because I would have said the same thing, like, why? Why are you going with this one? I'm taking Roma Dunze over 52.5 yards in this parlay because when your old man comes out and speaks, it's not necessarily a good thing, right? We've seen it twice this week. We've seen Marvin Harrison Sr. come out and shred the Arizona Cardinals. What'd Junior do that next game, right?
We had 6 for 81 in the first half and a touchdown.
That's right. Yeah. So father spoke, Junior went out there and shredded the competition. This week, Roma Dunze's dad is out there yelling and screaming and complaining about his usage in Chicago, to which the team actually responded to the old man and put together a Roma Dunze highlight video, and it said selfless. And it's all these highlights of Roma Dunze blocking and doing all the dirty stuff to help his teammates win football games, right? That's why I think this week he's going to go off, because now after dad chirps a little bit, all right, pops, we'll show you what this kid can do. And we're going to get the ball to Roma Dunze. So I'm taking him for over the 52.5 yards.
So I'm liking Quashawn Judkins anytime touchdown right now. They're playing against the Jets. There's no Quinnen Williams anymore. So they're just going to run through that entire defense. And I feel like Judkins, honestly, it's -145 right now for an anytime. But I mean, a two-time +400, that's not bad, but I'm still thinking anytime touchdown for Quashawn Judkins against the Jets is the move.
I am interested in that game a lot because I want to see what the Jets do. There are some times when teams kind of show you that it is over and that they're moving on. The people that are still involved, I thought Garrett Wilson was awesome yesterday in his press conference, by the way. If you missed it, I can pull it and play it. He's basically just like, I'm here because where my feet are. I can't control what the ownership does. I know that I've got to play and do my job. Seeing Quinnen Williams and Sauce Gardner, who I know he and Sauce were pretty close. But I'm interested in that because there is some drama going around in Cleveland. Is Shador going to start? Is he going to play? You have a defense that's capable of wrecking games.
It's kind of the game of the weekend from a drama standpoint.
It is, because what are the Jets going to look like? They know their season's over. They traded everybody. What are the Cleveland Browns going to look like? Is it going to continue to be Dylan Gabriel? Or are they going to put Shador in there? And is Shador going to be good in spite, or are they going to lose in spite of Shador? I don't know.
What's the reason for truly not playing Shador Sanders? I mean real reason, because we know what it is. It's bickering between the coach, GM, and owner. It's all that.
And then you also have the fact that if they want to flip him next year, there's no evidence of how bad he really is.
But everybody knows he's not very good because he's not playing for Cleveland.
That's why I'm not all in on that when it comes to people that have that theory where they're like, well, they're trying to hold him because he's, you know, it's like, but he needs to be shown.
Yeah.
Because if he is bad,
if he is bad, he's a fifth round pick and you just move on.
And not only that, he is, you know, what he is. I don't think he's going to be this guy that's going to come in there and all of a sudden you'll be like, see, I told you he was way more I mean, he was good. He was decently good at Colorado, and now you look at Colorado this year, and they're drastically worse.
Horrible.
And you can see that there was a little bit of a skill set there. If he plays and he does well, then you're in a pickle, right? Like, and maybe they don't want to see that. They just want to be like, you know what? This guy drafted him. This guy didn't want him. The head coach doesn't care because he's on his way out. Or maybe he is what you might not think he is, and he's decent and can play the position, and the team actually plays well around him. I just don't see it happening.
I just don't see what you have to lose if you're the Cleveland Browns at this point in time by playing this guy. I mean, other than your ego getting kicked in the nuts, who cares? It's a fifth-round quarterback. Let the kid play. If he can play, then maybe you found somebody. Like, it's almost like cutting your nose off to spite your face is essentially what this is in Cleveland. I didn't want this guy, so we're not going to play him.
Or they're just really, 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 really trying to humble him. and be like, you're not playing at all this entire year. They're getting like the MJ Melendez route.
Yeah.
I don't care if you go down to the minor leagues and hit 18 home runs in the final 3 months of the season. You're not coming back
up. That's a good and pull
it's like,
by
hey,
you,
man,
though.
You're a fifth-round draft pick. You're arrogant as hell. You're legendary according to your clothing line, yet you haven't thrown a pass in the NFL. You've been underneath your dad's shadow for the last 3.5 years. You know what? I don't care what people say. You're not playing. And I think that maybe is the way.
It could be, but it's also you're the Cleveland Browns. you're not an adult organization. Like Andy Reid could do something like that, right? Some of these veteran coaches that have been around.
Personally, I'd throw him out there and let him play.
I would too. You've got literally nothing to lose at this point in time other than more fans. And they're already, you know, bailing on you because they think you're a clown organization anyway. Let this kid go out there and play. If you find something, then holy crap, you're ahead of the curve for next year.
So I've got Seattle -6.5. Bob has Roma Dunze over 52.5 yards. Kramer has a Judkins anytime touchdown. You put all three of those together and it's +491.
I like that.
+491. Hey, don't forget you can go to 96.5thefan.com for your chance to win an exclusive limited edition Kansas City Current bobblehead of star forward Tim Washawinga, presented by H&R Block, celebrating 70 years of tax expertise with hometown roots in the soccer capital of America. They play Sunday. Woo, do they play Sunday morning in that cold weather? Shout out to the Current, man. Those wave caps might have a little frost to them. Coming back up on the other side, we get to our guy, Sean Smith, on a Friday here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Trey Smith, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm for sure.
That's it.
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.